be mid-pod.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Well, we're here at the Freedom Alley. You want to tell me what freedom means to you?
Freedom means to me that you have the right to pursue your own happiness.
Nothing inspires imagination like reading. And it's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Everything you see is Narnia.
Impossible.
You can make new friends, discover amazing adventures, and most of all, have fun.
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov. There, you can learn more about books, play fun games, discover cool facts, and so much more.
You can log on to www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to drink like I do.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Good evening. Good evening. Yes, here. Good evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows. Sometimes documentaries or even political speeches or even real-world historical events. Yeah, all that and more. Plus, we always have a theme for you. And this week our theme is training new DJs. In particular, I want to welcome Alfred to the air.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome to our 91.5 FM airwaves, Alfred.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't you tell us what your background is a bit and what you plan on doing on the air here? Let's turn down our critters.
Yeah. I'm a sophomore at Tufts. I'm going to major in child studies. I really like to listen to music, so I want to play music I like.
Yeah, that's a great thing, and make other people listen to the music like.
Yeah.
And like, what's some of the music that you do like?
I like to listen to a lot of like J-pop, J-rock, or like indie British.
How did you get into J-pop? Japanese pop. Well, anybody who's listening to this show by now knows it, right?
My cousin, my older cousin, used to play it for me when I was, like, really young.
Mm.
And then since then, I've just, like, that's what I've listened to.
Yeah. And what about other kinds of music? Did you grow up in a musical family?
I grew up in a family where everyone had various music tastes.
Mm.
So, like, my dad listens to R&B and hip-hop. My mom listens to, I don't know what she listens to, but her boyfriend listens to, like, rock and metal and like hard rap. My grandma plays her music all the time, and she listens to 60s, 70s, 80s. So I'm just all around the board.
That's great. Music is such a universal thing, and well, except in those cultures where they don't like music and they forbid it, and I certainly wouldn't want to live in one of those. But yeah, so this evening, we're kind of going all over the place in terms of a freestyle, freeform mix of music. And we're going to be hearing a bunch of music that Alfred likes in the second hour. In this, we started off the show with a Japanese band from the 1970s, the Sadistic Mika Band, and a song called Time Machine Onegai. Please, Time Machine. And backing me up right now is an epic ambient piece, A Summer Cornfield, recorded by Irv Tidell and released on his Environments 7 album in the 1970s, a vinyl album. And in the next set, we're going to be going all over with the genre jumping. We're going to be hearing some mighty fine banjo playing from a master of it, Earl Scruggs. And then a deep cut from the first Van Halen album. This song, I'm the One, it's Eddie. He is just filling in and playing every single little place that he can. It's a fantastic song that was never released as a single. We're also going to be hearing some Bhangra and a news report going way back from 1968, the Tet Offensive, which was basically a Vietnamese New Year. There was a ceasefire, but the North Vietnamese had a big attack then, and it really ended up changing how Americans thought about the war in terms of whether it would be winnable or not. And then going in, Andres Lopez, who filled in for Computer One 2 weeks ago. I was listening to his show when I was at the gym, and he played this song released in 2021 by a band called Fax Gang, who are a bunch of people from around the world, but at least in the Philippines is where they're centered. And this song called Implosion, I have never heard a song quite like that. They are basically using this this bit crunching. It's a kind of distortion, but there's all these other kinds of crazy things going on in that song, and I heard it, and I wanted to play it for you, so you can see where music is going in 2021. And then another single song sound collage, and I really want to stress, reiterate what Chuck Yu said at the beginning about the views presented on this show not representing those necessarily of the trustees of Tufts or WMFO or WMFO management. I saw this video news report with a guy in San Francisco. He moved there from Texas. His name is James, and he's telling his story. He describes himself as being an old school junkie. And everything is his own words, well, except for the curse words that have been edited out because he was using a lot of them. I mixed that up on top of a Brian Eno piece called The Lost Day, an ambient piece that I sonically manipulated to be an octave higher to get more value out of my the money that I spent on that. No, well, because it's just such a cool thing to do. And there's like it's like getting finding something and opening it up, like cracking open a crystal geode and discovering what's inside there, perhaps being one of the first persons to ever see that. So that and we're going to end with a pretty beat electro funk celebration of femininity for you. That's what's coming up. And I hope you enjoy it. Here on WMFO in Medford, here's Danky Groove and Flashback Disco, a live version from their Eblon 2000.
The great banjo picker with Hilo Brown and the Timberliners, Earl Strutt.
John Henry was a little bitty boy sitting on his mama's knee. He picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. This hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. This hammer's gonna be the death of me.
Mr. John Henry,
when
I pulled him up, he looked down me high there side. Well, the bottle was so cold, Johnny was so small. He laid his hammer down and cried, Lord, Lord. He laid his hammer down and cried. Mr. John Henry said to his captain, you know I'm a Tennessee man. Before I will let the steam drill beat me, I'll die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my hammer in my hand. Mr. John Henry shake his hand to him. I breathe his mountains gave him in. What John Henry said to his shaker little boy, that's only my hammer pulling wind, Lord. That's only my hammer pulling wind.
Mr. John Henry loved a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. But Johnny got sick and had to go to bed. Polly drew the steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drew the steel like a man.
Mr. John Henry said to his shaker, said, son, I guess you'd better pray. For if I should miss this little piece of steel, tomorrow's gonna be your birthday, Lord. Tomorrow's gonna be your birthday.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you just a whole heap.
I look like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
Show your love, hi, give it to me. I see a glow that fills this room. Let me watch. Saigon was alive with a festive spirit as everyone prepared for the Tet Lunar New Year. For the people of Vietnam, Tet is both a joyous and sacred time of the year. This was to be the first spring of the Second Republic of Vietnam. The Tet Truce, proposed by the communist North Vietnamese, seemed to promise the people a safe holiday, free from the ever-present anxiety of war. At the temples, the people gathered to pay respect to their ancestors. On the eve of the new year, thousands of Saigon families prayed before the altars of their ancestors. They prayed that peace might be restored to their homeland. This year, however, the traditional firecrackers of the Tet celebration became the fireworks of war. The Viet Cong, taking advantage of the noisy celebration, launched a savage attack on Saigon, violating the truce they themselves had proposed. Areas of the city became a blazing inferno. Columns of smoke rose skywards as block after block in the capital city burned with the fires of Viet Cong treachery. As the frightened people fled, many fell victim to the enemy gunfire. Soldiers reacted quickly to counter the communist offensive and to protect civilian life and property.
Yeah. this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Where are you from?
Louisiana, Texas area.
How long you been in San Francisco?
Since June. If you're going to be homeless, it's pretty here. I mean, if we're going to be realistic, they pay you to be homeless here.
When you said that San Francisco pays people to be homeless, what did you mean by that? You mean that literally?
Yeah. I mean, I get $620 a month, dude.
From general assistance?
Yeah.
How was that hard to get?
Phone call, bro. 200 food stamps and $620 cash a month.
Wow.
Forget about it. Why wouldn't I do it? You know, it's free money, dude. Yep. This right now is literally by choice. Literally by choice. Like, why would I want to pay rent? I'm not doing it. I got a cell phone that I have Amazon Prime and Netflix on. We used to battle with the cops. Now, it's like the cops are... It's like they're your neighbor, you know? The cops told us this morning, like... Oh, it'd be easier if you guys packed up in the morning. We wouldn't have to come out here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, pack up in the morning. And I'm like, why? You know? He's like, oh, okay. And then went on. His two kids came up. And they're like, hey, do you guys know where to get any Oxycontin? They're like, I'm 15 and I'm 16. You know? Like, I'm an old school junkie, you know? And I'm like, look, dude. I'm going to tell you right now. Like, you're not going to get Oxycontin out here on the street. I was like, how much money are you trying to spend? And they were like, we got $40. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to take your money. And I went and I got a fentanyl. And I brought it back and I set it down in front of them. And I said, this is a gram of fentanyl. This is enough to kill 6 people that have never used it. What I do to get high is this much. And I showed them how much I do. I was like, I'm keeping your money. And now I'm going to teach you how to save each other's lives. Because you're not going to stop. I can't steer you away from doing it, but the best thing I can do for you now is give you real drugs and show you how to do it properly and show you how to save your friend's life. And I showed him how to pull up Narcan and how to inject each other with the Narcan needle in case he died. I needed the money, let's be honest. I've talked to the cops here. I'm literally 10 feet away from the drug dealers talking to you guys. Why don't you just go arrest them right now? And they're like, arrested for what? And I'm like, dude, what? He's like, San Francisco is a sanctuary city. We arrest the Hondurans, we put them in jail around 2 days later.
Right.
If letting the Hondurans deal on the corner every day, somebody's getting paid with fentanyl. Well, you can get red, blue, green, yellow, orange. And they're like, oh, this is a new color. It's a fire, puppy. It's fire. It's a orange. And you're like, what's the difference between orange and yellow? Because it's orange. Okay, all right, and they buy it. Next week, oh, homie, I got the purple, it's a new color. What's different than purple and orange? Because it's purple. I've literally had friends be like, well, the purple only gets you high if you mix a little bit of meth in, it really thins it out. Like, who's winning off of this? You know, we're the homeless, we see it all, like, all of it. We see the dirty side of it, you know, like, people sucking rocks and... Dude, it's disgusting, but who's really making the money off this?
Have you seen people OD out here?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've saved 6 people's lives last week.
Never met before. What were they using?
Fentanyl. Banging fentanyl. And you know what? I'll tell you something. All the Narcan bottles that I save people's lives with, these ones, I clean them out, and I wrap gold around them, and I sell them to this gay dude up in Castro. He pays me $65 for each Narcan. I can take you a dead body right now, dude. Some old homeless dude, he was there 4 days ago and he was there yesterday in the same spot. He's gotta be dead. I kicked him and be like, yo, you alive? And I mean, people are stupid out here. Use alone, you know? The big bag of fentanyl and they'll get a different batch and they're by themselves and like, no injury for days. The only reason I found was because I went up there. There's no cocaine in the crack here. I've tested it.
I know good crack. I know real cocaine and real crack. I'm from the South, man.
A fly girl.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. And we are doing some new DJ training with Alfred here, who's going to be coming on in just a couple of minutes and start playing for you some of the music that he likes. In that set that we heard, a little over half an hour, we started off with, of course, a Japanese band that was Denki Groove with a live version of their Flashback Disco song, which has an incredible video associated with it. And I would say that just the visuals and all the crazy stuff in that shows that somebody was taking LSD at some point. Then we heard from Earl Scruggs, along with Hilo Brown and the Timberliners, with some real classic bluegrass from a master of the bluegrass banjo. That song was called John Henry. And then a deep cut from Van Halen's first album, I'm the One, with Eddie Van Halen just filling and doing all sorts of crazy sounds all over that song with his home-built Stratocaster. Frankenstrat. Probably the most influential single guitar of the last 50 years. Then we heard some Bhangra. Shaken Shankar was the name of that song by DMF, which I found on an album in WMFO's World Music Library. The Culture Clash, the sound of two continents colliding. Then we heard a news report from way back in 1968 talking about the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, followed by the Ramones and Commando. And then the craziest song I've heard in 2021. Well, actually, I heard it for the first time this year. But thanks going out to WMFO substitute DJ Andres Lopez for filling in for Computer One, turning me on to that song, Implosion, by Fax Gang. Crazy music, yes. And then another crazy remix. That was Brian Eno's The Lost Day from Ambient 4. I used the computer to shift it up in pitch an octave. And then I mixed in a news report I found interviewing a guy, James, who was moved from Texas to San Francisco, where he's living right now, and collecting public assistance and food stamps and being a drug dealer, as he explained to you. He was getting some fentanyl for two kids who were looking to buy some OxyContin. And I just stand back from that whole interview and say, wow, this is the world that we live in. And I present it to you, not being an advocate of anything really about that other than... And we finish things off with an incredibly rockin' electro-funk celebration of femininity. Yes, the Boogie Boys and A Fly Girl. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Irv Tybell and his Night in the Country, recorded sometime in the 1970s and released on Environment 10. So, Alex is going to be coming up and playing some music for you. And I'm going to start off this freeform mix of all of that with a classic song from Deep Purple, here for you now. WMFO. I'm WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
gal said, a little girl, she's on my mind. No doubt about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's gonna make me feel so bad. Thought I heard her calling my name now. Hush, hush. She broke my heart, but I love her just the same now. Hush, hush. I thought I heard her calling my name now. Hush, hush. I need her loving and I'm not to blame now. I got early in the morning. I got late in the evening. Oh, well, I want and need it. Oh, I gotta get a heavy. She got love and light. Sand. Only took one touch of her hand. Blow my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't eat y'all and I can't sleep. But love it just the same now. Hush, hush. Thought I heard her calling my name now. Hush, hush. I need the loving and I'm not to blame now. You gotta hurt.